ride this train to Dyess, Arkansas. You see this cotton land? Some of us are poor now that you'd have to set on a sack of fertilizer to raise an umbrella. They grade the cotton according to the length and strength of the fiber, and they've been raising a lot of fair to middling grade here, which ain't good. But there was a time. Yeah, there was a time when the cotton grew tall. Not far from here, I had the finest plantation you ever saw, about 600 acres of the finest cotton land in the country. Now, I believe this was about 1855, and I had a bumper crop that year. I had the best bunch of slaves you ever saw, and I treated them right. But a lot of them even stayed with me after the war. But getting back to what I was going to tell you, see, I have a rule that all the slaves got to be back in out of the fields and accounted for by sundown every day. And one day when they came in, there was one short. Well, I found out right away that it was old Uncle Mo.